Podcast Ranger.
So, a very rare occurrence. We are half in the room casters and half Discord casters.
Gar will be playing the part of Raven this week.
Yeah, as you'll see on our Facebook. Welcome to Extra Extra Cast Ranger. The news that we abuse so that you can use. The
news that we abuse so that we can use.
I refuse.
What?
Judgment.
Say hi, Discord
Doctor
people.
Excuse, none of you guys are.
Wait, what was that, Crutch?
I said y'all need to work on your Dr. Seuss impersonations, because that sucked.
I wasn't even trying to be Dr. Seuss. I was just trying to be a shit.
Yeah, well, all
Dr.
his books
Seuss's
are in rhyme.
Penis. I really mean this.
Anyways.
Okay, that's
in the
better.
Room today is myself, Bluecaster, Pink, and Yellow, and joining us on Discord are Orange, Navy, and Dreamcasters.
Navy, mostly by impromptu, because I got spotted sneaking in.
We caught you. We caught you.
He's here by association.
We caught you, tied you to a chair, and forced you to read terrible, terrible news stories. Which is really impressive, considering I somehow tied you to a chair over the internet.
Hey, what you do on your Friday nights is your own business, dude.
I have successfully obtained what I refer to as the Carter Peterschmidt technology.
I mean, if you want to go off what I consider the Cast Ranger continuity, he's just tied up in my spaceship.
Now I really don't want to know.
Gross.
Because I did that thing. People on our Cast Ranger Facebook will know that joke.
Ew.
Sure, okay.
Okay.
No, because of a...
Yeah. Keep your explanation to yourself. I don't need it.
Gar, would you say something, please?
Gar, put down the fucking 3DS. You're not Raven.
Fuck, I just died.
Yay!
Close the game. I closed mine.
Game over.
I just got my power armor and
a
portable washing machine in Splatoon. It's awesome.
It's fucking chaos here.
I gotta find
What's
that last
story?
Star coin.
What's the first story?
First story. The final Kamen Rider X-Aid Blu-ray set is going to include the VR content.
I gotta say, that X-Aid themed VR headset's fucking awesome. I love it.
Okay, it's not over the cliff.
So, I'm not sure if this is actually the VR content from the movie or something new, but it's saying that first press copies will include a flyer with a QR code, because we're still using QR codes.
Gar, have you ever realized how hypocritical you are sometimes? You tell me, oh, don't play your game, don't be on your phone during recording, Lane, and now you're playing
Lane.
Your fucking game during it, so way to be a hypocrite.
So, the QR code apparently unlocks VR content related to the series. So,
ooh.
Yeah, it's not really specific on, like, is it PlayStation VR, is it Vive, Rift, fucking Google Cardboard, who the fuck knows?
Your answer is if you just look at the picture, he's wearing a freaking Sony VR.
That's not conclusive enough.
So
That could have been pulled from the ad for True Ending.
So now it's Goldcaster's job to buy this Blu-ray set and watch the VR content. So
yeah,
it is.
Get on it, Anthony! I really hope that on the video version of this, there's just a big, giant no on the screen.
It depends how much editing Cinder Gold feels like doing.
Or how much money he wants to spend.
No.
Well, I know he already has PlayStation VR because he downloaded that True Ending VR bit and watched it.
I was more talking about the Blu-ray.
Oh, yeah. That's a thing.
With
I'm sure he won't be opposed to
shit.
It. So this Blu-ray set contains episodes 37 to 45 of the series, the entire Kamen Rider Snipe spinoff, a talk session, trailers, and junctions. It costs 14,800 yen, so that's over $150 before customs, markup, and shipping, and a December 6th release date.
Blu-rays are expensive.
Yeah. Next, speaking of X-Aid, the actor who plays X-Aid, Hiroki Ijima, is releasing a photo book.
What's a photo book?
Because of course he is.
It's where
it's
guys
book with photos.
It's softcore porn.
Yeah, they look sexy as fuck. Look at him with the porn. You
got a fucking normal blast bike.
It should have been Boxo bike.
Yeah.
It would have been awesome.
No, it should have been Shakariki Sports.
Or that. Damn it.
I love this. The book will feature photos taken at a garden, beside a motorcycle, and of course, in the bath.
For the ladies.
He was quoted saying, "My favorite one is the bike scene. You will get to see a different me with wonderful nature." Meanwhile, the photo of him next to the bike looks bleak and decrepit.
It's just how the series left him.
Oh!
Empty.
Common Rider expectations kids show reality.
And confirming that this actor is now kind of up his own ass after starring in a Rider show, the photo book is simply titled Hiroki.
Hiroki.
It's priced at 3,000 yen, set for September 1st release.
Which means one person will buy it and then all the photos will end up on the internet.
And here's why I'm sad Raven's not here. Special edition Kamen Rider Kuga manga Volume 8 to include a special action figure.
That's cool.
So, CD Japan is taking pre-orders for Volume 8 of the Kuga manga, which includes a posable Saga series Kamen Rider Kuga Mighty Form figure, and it looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
It almost looks halfway between... The way the horns are, it looks halfway to the SIC line.
Raven already has the original...
Can we back this up just a bit?
We're...
Emily made a great pun.
Oh.
He said that's cool. Duh.
Kamen Rider, cool guy!
I mean, Raven already has the original figure out of Kuga Mighty and the renewal
that's
figure.
That's not the point.
Those are better, though. This is just a nice candy toy.
So this figure stands 125 millimeters tall. It is worth noting that the manga features a crossover between Kuga and Agito in volumes 6 and 7.
Yeah.
Neat. I didn't even know there was a Kuga manga.
There is, because nobody wants to sub it.
The word is scanlate. You don't sub a manga.
Yeah, you do. You have to sub their
Anyways,
dialogue.
Anyone who wants this special edition, it's 1,800 yen and December 29th release. Pre-order now.
Let's see that figure.
Meh.
It's just the candy toy thing, like the soda thing.
Just,
don't forget to take
yeah,
a
just
break
gray
before
and
you
blah.
Feel tired.
I think
fuck you, game.
I think Cell
I'm
made
done
it.
When I'm done.
I think Cell made it because it's from the Saga toy line.
Guard, you changed, man. What happened?
What the fuck are you even playing?
He's playing Mario.
Which
he's
Mario?
With himself.
Oh yeah, Mario 3D Land. Fuck's sake.
I'm finally at the end of World 3.
Oh, this picture. Can I talk about this?
Yep.
So, I saw a founding picture on Twitter of Tsurugi, Lucky, and Kotaro's actors from Kyuranger, and they're in
at
like
a Splatoon LARP.
Splatoon LARPing. So Lucky's got the splatter shot, and Kotaro has the splat dualies, and then they're just like holding up Tsurugi, and he's like, "Oh my god, don't shoot me." So I saw that, and I just was like, "That's fucking fantastic." And then Splatoon!
Splatoon LARPing?
I guess so.
I guess the name of the game in Japanese is F2 Plant or something like that, because that's the name of, in the
no,
sticker.
No, it isn't. It's called Splatoon in Japan as well, actually.
So what is with this sticker in the top?
That might be what they're calling the event.
I guess. Anyway,
Anthony, put up a picture of me as an Inkling! Woo! There I am! So nice. So fresh. Yeah.
Again, just a giant word. No.
Also, hey, we have a picture of Lucky not being an annoying asshat. What a surprise!
Well, I'm sure he still was. But more for the children's sake.
He's
this would have been funnier if he was the one with being held up with the guns pointed at him.
He's wearing that hoodie like a douche. Moving on.
No, Crunchy, if you know anything about Sir Ruby, you know that this is proper.
Yeah, this is justice.
Yes.
Dark Seiza Blaster product information released. So, this was taunted at us before, and now we have a bit of information about it.
It's pretty.
It kind of looks like Proto Drive's Toriteron.
That's just because it's black and purple, you racist.
They really like black and purple over at Bandai, don't they?
No, like the front of it kind of looks like the front of the Toriteron.
Yeah, no,
yes.
I...
Pretty better! It does look like a Toriteron, but...
Looks like the front of a car.
So, of course, this is a premium Bandai release. It's going to be priced at 59.99 yen. Will release in January. Pre-orders are live until September 25th. It has the same voice as the original Seiza Blaster, but in a dark and more sinister tone, which we know from watching the episode. Here's the bit I'm worried about.
Because of course.
The item will have 40 recorded lines of Naga Ray and Dark Naga, which means it probably isn't going to read the rest of the Kyutama.
Well, it might, but yeah. Then again, who knows with these guys.
But One thing that I saw looking at these pictures that I did like is that if you look close at the dark Kitama, its unactivated form is just the hand, and then when you activate it, like, the claws come onto it. I think that's really cool.
So it's Kaiser Belial. So it's Belial transforming into Kaiser Belial.
Sure, whatever helps you.
I think if anything, if using the power of guessing how they're going to get Naga back on their side, there's probably some sort of Kitama that's going to make him good if he accidentally uses it in the dark.
Right. No,
he's a blaster.
I've got it. If his power is the dark Kitama, then Lucky's going to cure him with the light Kitama. When he already has.
With the Orion Kitama.
Or that.
Yeah, so they'll probably put the. So it probably has something for maybe the light Kitama,
actually,
or something that's going to make him good in there as well.
Actually, no.
I wish for the Blue Centurion to be good again!
Because the Orion Kitama has the powers of all of them.
We should put a star.
So that means Naga's going to have to turn good.
Yes, I'm saying that, like. Like, out of the Kitamas that it reads, there's probably, like, one more.
It'll also read the one that purifies him?
Yeah.
Also, I could see that happening.
Also, guys, I'm here, and I just beat World 3 in Super Mario 3D Land.
Congratulations.
I just noticed on this.
So devoted to the show we're doing.
Hey. Ultra Ranger, coming up Tuesday.
Next.
I just noticed on this claw thing, though, it's not just it gets nail or claws on the end of the fingers. It also gets an extra finger.
What? Really?
Look at it. On the left side, it's got three fingers and then the thumb. And then on the other one, it's got four fingers and the thumb and the claws.
Oh, you're right.
Okay, that is strange.
That's creepy.
Probably when you flip it around.
Maybe it's...
You must slide open.
That's what it is, but my point is it's creepy that that gives it another finger.
Maybe it hints at the true identity of Don Armage. What if we all think he's
What
an
if
alien?
He's the fourth finger?
No. What if everybody thinks he's an alien, but
oh
reality,
no, someone called Daredevil.
He's human.
It's pretty safe to say he's an alien, since anyone except for Tsurugi and Kotaro is not from Earth.
Ichi, I'm shocked you did not make the claw joke.
I know, right?
You,
by the
next
way,
next time, gadget.
No, not that claw.
The claw. By the way,
speaking
of people, I want to give the finger to. Complete selection modification. Kaizagear announced.
Gross.
No, the middle finger guard. Because fuck Masato.
It's probably not going to come with the blade gun because it's going to be too big.
Yeah, it's a Kaizagear, so it should come with.
He's a dick.
It should come with the blade gun, but it probably won't.
Even though he's holding it in that picture.
Yeah.
Kaizo's the one that has that weird fucking X weapon, right?
That's
what
we're talking about, the blade gun.
Yeah.
It's shaped like a four if it's upside down.
It's fucking cool.
I like it. It's the only thing Kaizo did I liked.
I think that weapon is like the most douchebaggy of a douchebag weapon that you could ever see in Kamen Rider. What's your weapon? It's a giant X because I'm edgy.
It's well, it's an X, and then also it's a backhanded form sword for.
It's also an X because his symbol of his power set is the letter Kai, which is an X.
Because he keeps crossing people.
Oh! Nice one, Gar.
I wonder if that's how he was written.
Probably.
And then just imagine in another universe, you pronounce that as key, and he's just holding a keyblade.
Someone shop that!
Power to Kiza?
Kiza.
Kamen Rider Pizza.
Okay, that's the name of this episode, and the thumbnail is just going to be
Sora's
head on Kaiza's body.
I was going to say, yeah.
I like doing that.
It's an unlockable character for
Kingdom
Hearts.
Two different things. Yeah, it's fun.
There's a Kingdom Hearts game called Kingdom Hearts Con.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
It's like how there's a Keyblade, and then the Keyblade.
It's the Kai Blade, you fuckface!
I can also call it the Keyblade.
We will argue about this till the end of time!
Yeah, if I'm not wrong.
Until both
people
are both
seen. It could be the Keyblade, but it is the Kai Blade. It's basically...
Anyways...
I got another X for you!
Wait. Goofy, Donald, why do you have zippers on your back?
Anyways, pre-orders and details for the Kaizagear CSM set will be available on Kaiza Day, September 13th.
No, more information.
That's what I said. More pre-orders.
No, it's coming out on 13th.
Pre-orders and more details.
I know.
Also, Hawaii.
I'm totally betting the blade sword thing is going to be an add-on that you have to buy separately.
Of course
blade
it
gun.
Is, like they did with the hyper
vectors. Tamashii Nation Labs replica Kaiza blade.
It's the Blade Gun. It's called the Blade Gun.
Sorry, Blade
Kaiser
Gun.
Blade Gun. I like it. I had it. I want it again.
Goldcaster says hi.
Hi, Goldcaster. Moving on. SH Figure Arts Renewal Hyper Kabuto.
AKA Kamen Rider Broken.
It's got the
Look
wings.
Look at them wings.
Oh, yeah. those are nice.
And it comes with the perfect Zector with all the different parts.
In both forms and with the detachable Zectors.
Yeah, I will always...
Wait, so that's going to be a bitch to lose, because look how tiny they are.
Well, I mean, every Figure Arts comes with small pieces you can lose.
Maximum Zector. Hyper Cyclone is, like, one of my favorite Hisatsus ever in the Rider.
I just noticed about it.
Huh?
It's both, like, non-clock-up Kabuto and hyper clock up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably just some shifting pieces in the armor.
I didn't notice that.
We're like replacing pieces.
Because at first I'm like, okay, they're going to have to make two figures.
He had to go back in time to save Gatak's stupid ass because he got himself killed. He's an idiot.
Anyways, this premium Bandai web exclusive figure, 78.84 yen, February 2018 release.
It is premium Bandai exclusive?
That is, in fact, what I just said.
So if you like Kabuto...
I don't know, guys. I think me hitting my head off the ceiling might have done something.
I know.
I can't ever look at Hyper Kabuto and not just in my head just start singing, Big Bad Pizza Bugs!
No.
Metallics!
Because Hyper Kabuto, especially with the opening wings, reminds me so much of, like, the Blue Beetleborg and his Thunder Stinger power-up.
Oh, the final form he
Yeah! It's so much like this!
With his big-ass gun.
But, and technically, they did it first.
I wonder if Kabuto took reference from Juko B Fighter.
Very possible.
Who knows?
Next.
Speaking of renewals,
Kamen Rider Joker.
Ooh, it's so pretty.
Except it's a Tamashii Nation event exclusive. So we may not see it.
It's an event exclusive.
Just like SH Figure Arts, Kamen Rider Baron Lemon Energy, Kamen Rider Proto Drive. I don't remember what was the one last year.
Didn't Proto Drive get released, though?
Yeah, he did end up getting an official release. Yeah.
Wasn't it Necrom last year?
No, it was...
I don't know.
Anyways, this figure is priced at 6,500 yen for the people who are able to buy it.
Was there an exclusive last year?
You can... Oh, good. You can pre-order it on the Premium Bandai website in order to pick it up at the event.
Cool.
They're real open-minded about being closed-minded. Well, maybe they're just, like, gauging the interest, and if it sells real well, it might get a public release.
It probably will.
Don't count on
Joker!
That's the joke!
Come in, Lida.
Next!
Joker. You know what you should do, Ichi? Joker. You should get a figure of Joker from Persona 5 and just slap the Lost Driver on him. He'll never see it coming.
Speaking of things I didn't see coming, Joker. Fucking Paradox Level 99.
Oh, I knew they were going to do this eventually.
How did you not see this coming?
This is what we're getting.
Because Ichi wants level 3 laser.
This is what we're getting instead of Brave level 50, Brave level 100, laser level 3.
No, because we already got laser level 2 and laser level 5. So
why are they doing all of the bad forms? Why?
Hey, if you love laser,
because I know how much you suck the other guys' dicks, and they want to cockblock you as long as possible.
You know what they're gonna do? They're gonna make every other cool form premium Bandai.
Yeah, but Ichi said he doesn't care how much it is.
You like Chaser as Machine Chaser, but now Fury is as Kamen Rider Chaser, premium Bandai exclusive.
Yup.
This figure
Bandai, the masters at cockblocking.
Oh, you like Necrom? Well, here's Necrom, premium Bandai exclusive.
This figure stands 150 millimeters tall, comes with the Gashikan Para Blade Gun and a set of interchangeable hands. 6480 yen, January release.
Last year,
do we know if the Gashats come out of the belts?
Probably.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Last year,
I do have to say this picture is very pretty.
Go ahead, Gar.
It was shiny.
Last year's Tamashii Nation's exclusive was Renewal Dark Kabuto.
Oh.
Fancy.
But despite the fact that I'm not a super huge fan of this form, these pictures make the figure look pretty fucking spiffy, I gotta admit.
I don't like the Lion King hair.
I know, right?
My buddy Reggie actually made a custom, using a custom XA level 2 figure art, and he made, like, Paradox
level
Perfect
zero.
Knockout Gamer level 0. And
it looks pretty neat.
Pretty
it's
nice.
Basically XA with red and blue hair.
Yeah, honestly, after we got the spoiler that, like, after we found out that Paradox was, or that Parade was Emu, he should have had the XA head in the Paradox colors, like how Reggie has it.
Yeah.
On the Perfect Knockout figure.
Yeah,
that would have looked
surprised
better.
We never got that any kind of Mighty Action C form for him.
Guys.
Yeah.
We
that's
got him
good.
Two
that,
games that
it'd be interesting. It'd be real interesting to have him use a gadget based on himself.
Guys, that's gonna be the V Cinema.
Paradox V Cinema.
Kamen Rider XA bonus stage, Kamen Rider Paradox.
Yeah. And he has to fight the puzzle and fighter bugsters.
And he's gonna use Mighty Action C gadget.
Oh, I would love that.
And it's going to be set before the series starts.
I just want to see a Paradox level 1. That'd be awesome. And cute.
People have shopped it. You can see what it looks like.
And that's why... Well, and that would explain why Pallad wants to be a writer at the beginning of the series.
Yeah.
Because he liked the little weird baby
because
diaper.
Because he had that power.
He technically is a writer.
And of course, Paradox, the figure comes with the terrible, terrible gun mode weapon.
Oh, you mean the DX Parablade gun.
Yeah.
I don't mind it.
No, it doesn't come with it. I'm just saying, like, the figure has its own version of the weapon in both modes, so you, too, can have him pose the stupidest gun ever conceived.
Yup.
I
beg to differ.
The gold on it looks cool.
Is it the stupidest?
I would put it up there.
I wouldn't consider it the stupidest, but it's up there.
What do you think is stupider than that gun?
Door gun.
That was designed to be just a gun.
The door gun's awesome.
No. Here we go. Here's my super cool gun. Let me pull out the clip and put it back in so I can summon another weapon.
Oh, Ryuki.
Yeah, from Zolda.
Yeah.
That's Ryuki.
Let me...
Wait, are we talking about Zolda's visor?
Yeah, Zolda's like, gun.
Let me, more or less, pull the clip out of my gun and
put
it back
another
in.
Another card in. To release shoulder cannons.
That was cool, and at least that looked like a better gun than this fucking axe with a barrel.
Zangetsu Watermelon. Where his shield had a Gatling gun at the end.
Cool,
okay,
and you guys made the joke about, you know what this gun needs? Another gun.
Okay, the fucking Gatling gun shield was kind of a terrible idea.
I thought it was cool.
Having a Gatling gun is fine, because a watermelon shooting seeds is hilarious. But having it attached to a shield seems a little off-brand.
Oh, what else is there?
Kuga's revolver. That
whatever!
Crossbow.
There's shitty rider weapons.
The crossbow was cool. I'm talking design-wise. The Parablade Gun's gun mode is fucking terrible.
Okay, somebody already made the thumbnail.
Amazing. Damn. Well done, whoever did that.
I mean, I could probably do better, but that's the idea.
That is beautiful.
I love the blade as the Cast Ranger logo.
Anthony, go into the Cast Ranger chat and dig that out and put it in.
No, I love that the blade for the Keyblade is the Cast Ranger logo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's the keychain.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
pretty good.
That's really great.
Well done.
Clap to you, sir.
Okay, next.
Speaking of things that makes us sad that Raven isn't here.
Guys, I got this. Huh? Oh. Cool.
Oh, it's Mazinger?
Now
shit.
I'm interested.
Let me go off on a 10-minute story ramble about how much I love Mazinger.
No, that's sell. Let me go on a 10-minute tangent on a story that doesn't really add anything to the show. Those stories.
Mazinger Z
and
films.
This is where we roast other casters.
Oh, that'll be later.
Oh, no, that's the Christmas party.
Yeah.
No, that's the 200th episode.
Just roasting each other like you don't do that enough already.
I mean, hey, if enough people want us to, I'm not opposed to it.
Oh, God.
There is
radio
nothing
in the
anyone
comments.
Can say to me that
cast
I got
roaster. Roaster.
I was going to make that joke, yes. Radio Sentai cast roaster.
The Radio Sentai cast roaster.
Anyways, Mazinger Z film voice cast announcement. Aside from the trailer, joining the voice cast is Wataru Takagi as Boss, who's known for his role in Deno as the Armadillo, imagine.
Ooh.
A big, meaty role. And in Zoroger as Gaburio.
Is that really his name?
That one monster with the giant fucking mouth.
Oh, that guy.
Oh, Kape Yamaguchi as Mucha, who's known for the voice of Ticket and the Tokyuja equipment.
Also Usopp from One Piece and Inuyasha.
Who's in Inuyasha?
Inuyasha.
Wait.
Inuyasha's voiced by Ticket.
Wait, so the Ticket and the Tokyuja equipment is the voice of Inuyasha.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Also, it's Usopp.
I'm ready to leave.
Usopp!
That puts things into perspective.
Just, what are you gonna do, Ticket? What are you gonna do? Iron Reaver Soul Steam!
No, fuck that, Windscar. No, fuck that, Backlash Wave.
Continuing along, Masami Kikuchi playing Nuke in this movie, who was Dorobozu in Zoroger.
Ooh.
Jun
Zoroger?
Dorobozu, the one monster who stole things. Junpei.
You have a much better memory of that than I do.
Well, I know what the word Dorobo means.
Dororo. Oh shit, I forgot about Dororo.
Kuru.
I'm supposed to pick him up.
My neighbor Dororo.
Oh,
no
one.
Junpei Morita as Prime Minister Yumi, who was creator King Ryuwan in Bokenger. Ryuwan in Bokenger plays Junpei.
Bokenger.
Bin Shimada as Dr. Nosori, who was Kamen Rider Ichigo and V3 in Sky Rider.
Oh yeah, because
you must be able to control the dragons.
It's Sky Rider. Nobody wanted to come back.
Sky Rider. Kozo Shioya as Dr. Sawashi, who was the role of Alien Standal A Bulbous in Ultraman Tiga.
Okay.
Unsho Ishizuka as the main antagonist, Dr. Hell, who was Larry in Zoroger.
Oh, it's Joseph Joestar! Yeah!
He's playing Dr. Hell!
Oh, shit!
Damn, there's a lot of Toku actors in this.
And rounding out the cast is Sumire Uesaka as Lisa and Natsuki Hanai as Shiro Kabuto. The movie will open January 13th in Japan, and the plot doesn't matter.
JoJo.
I love that.
Okay, that's adorable.
The movie will open then, and the plot doesn't matter.
And now for the news story. And now for the news story we've been building up to. Ha ha ha! Old jokes.
Wow.
The fuck out, Ichi.
Toei has released information about the thought process behind writing Kamen Rider Build.
Oh, can I talk about?
Ooh!
Please,
you put your hand up, so no. Lane, go ahead.
No, Karkin.
Yay!
Okay. I'm just gonna crack a cold one while you read this.
Okay.
In the past few years, you piece of shit.
Still cold.
In the past few years, we were told Kamen Rider isn't even Kamen Rider anymore. Yeah, because, you know, you're missing the rider part of Kamen Rider, you dicks.
X-Aid rides a bike.
Was that actually in there?
No, that was just me ad-libbing.
No, that's Cliff Notes.
But even if
stay on cue card.
But even if it doesn't have the look of a Kamen Rider, Kamen Rider always has the same common point.
The same common
point of originating from the same point together with Evil. Kamen Rider Build is a series pushing out the Kamen Rider-ness. That's not even a word. As Build will become the 19th Heisei Kamen Rider series. As you can tell, they don't care about Amazons. The system and the settings can also be considered as right on point Kamen Rider series by taking all the good parts
and throwing them away.
So we're gonna break the main cast. We're gonna break the main lead's legs for a good few months.
Break his freaking arms.
We're gonna bring in a new guy, and then they're gonna be in the last show for the first two episodes, die, and make the next guy their successor.
Hooray.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, we're going to have two movies that are just director's cut episodes.
I love the picture of Sento and Ryuga on Sento's bike, and he's just like... And he goes like...
Oh,
is that bike?
I don't know about this, Sento!
Oh, I don't know, Bill!
Oh.
Shut the fuck up! Pause!
The original Kamen Rider was about the main character who...
hang on, I don't hear them again.
We aren't saying anything.
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah. Okay.
We're just listening.
The original Kamen Rider was about the main character who was experimented on by evil terrorist organization.
I like how you added the word terrorist.
Because they were terrorists.
Well, yeah.
Well, they were
alive. Also, what?
They weren't terrorists. They were alt-rights.
Okay, what sounds better? Evil organization? Evil terrorist organization?
I mean, it's potato-potato to me.
Yeah, the evil terrorist organization. And fighting back against them as
the good terrorist organization.
Oh, heaven.
The good terrorist organization, a.k.a. the Phantom Thieves.
Alright.
Persona 5. Oh my god, no.
Someone's got a Persona gun up their ass.
I was going to say, for elaborate for those of us who don't know.
Persona 5.
Okay.
I am almost done my New Game Plus run.
The monsters, Smash, will appear and build, are actually monsters made from human experimentation. Oh shit. The webpage mentions... Wait a minute, so it's an in quote and an in quote, okay. Those who were experimented on say their memory is vague, but does not have a connection with the main character. Sento's memory loss? The original theme of the identity of a Kamen Rider could equal to the monsters. Could possibly be seen here? So are they trying to, like, bring back what Shotaro Ishinomori always did with his work with to be human?
Yeah, so Sento was probably a failed experiment in some point by the people who are turning humans into the Smash.
And I'm guessing so is
Ryuga?
Yeah.
Wait, go back to the picture with Ryuga, like, staying next to Build. Go down. Go forward. Yeah. What the fuck? When you get to have powers!
No,
give me your powers!
No, I can see it now, just... What the fuck, Chihiro? Why do you get a power up and I don't?
I'm not Chihiro.
Yeah.
I'm not your hero. Kamen Rider Build will involve involve heated drama between men.
Gross.
Oh my. Ryuga, who escaped from prison for being innocent, holds the key to cracking the mystery of Sento's memory loss. Sento searches
for his memory.
Was sent to
prison for being innocent? Is that what you just said?
He was sent to prison?
He was sent to prison.
Okay. I want to make sure I heard that right.
Sento searches for his memory. Guy, you're not going to find it underneath the couch. And
where's Kirihiko?
Huh?
Kirihiko will sell him a new memory.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
A guy named Sid. I heard he's a good lock dealer.
Nah, here he's caught between a couple of rocks.
In a hard place.
Yeah, caught between a rock and a hard place.
Well, isn't that just squash?
I applaud both of you for being obvious.
And Ryuga tries to clear himself of false accusation.
I was not in the mirror world.
he should talk to Bandai of America.
Accusation. Thank you.
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Again, I think me hitting the ceiling might have done something.
No, you were like this before.
Oh. Two men fight. Two men fight, and at the time they work together to approach the mystery. Turns out they were actually brothers.
It wouldn't fucking surprise me.
What if that's the plot twist? They're brothers.
It's Toei. It would be predictable.
No. The two are surrounded by a conspiracy someone plotted. And as they get closer and closer, they get confused.
As they get closer and closer, they become confused about their feelings.
And then
the heated drama starts.
As they get closer and closer, the more they get confused about the truth. Turns out everybody likes bagged milk.
Turns out everyone's their brother.
It turns out everyone's gay for their brother.
The webpage writes, just like the bond of Kamen Rider...
mixes them together and it's milk and bags.
Bag! Milk! Best Smash! Oh.
Yay! Only in Ontario! Bagged milk! Yay!
Ketchup! Chips!
Guys, I know I'm gonna get a lot of hate for this, but I wonder if someone's gonna make a pen and apple bottle set.
No!
And a pen and pineapple bottle set.
No!
What are you? The Emoji Movie making that joke?
I have a pen.
Okay,
I have an apple.
Right.
Best match!
No!
Just like
trying to get off topic here for a quick second. Lord Hellfire 9130 posted the X8 cast as Madoka Magica character.
So, oh!
That's adorable.
Oh.
Oh wait, what?
In the Discord general chat.
Oh my god.
I love the one for Taiga. That one looks awesome. The hair.
Of course, Kiria's mommy.
Which one's Dan?
The second one.
I'm guessing Homura is Dan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, these all fit pretty well.
I've never seen Madoka. So
me neither.
These all fit.
Me
for,
either.
These all fit for such good reasons.
All I know is one gets his her like head cut off.
That's the one that Kiria is, so it fits.
Yeah.
And they're yellow.
Anyways, can we?
Yeah, just like scissors.
Okay.
Is it just a thing for yellow characters to die?
Yes.
Yes.
Gar, you better be careful.
I'm looking at you, Spada.
Oh shit, we're in red too.
If someone actually died in Keyranger, I would be shocked.
Well, Champ died.
Champ did technically die. He just got better.
He's a robot. That doesn't count.
It counts. Chaser died. Yeah, there you go.
Just, oh no, he's sleeping. Anyways.
Oh no, he's Squidward? What?
No, oh no, he's sleeping. It's a thing that the old 80s cartoon had to do.
Sento always the build crusher.
He's in a coma.
Oh, now they did a reunion.
Hit that bike.
Anyways, I didn't finish reading the
thing. It's
okay.
Sunday.
Just like Commander Ichigo and Nigo had, and like the stories between men, which had been seen in previous Heisei Kamen Rider series, it'll be committed through communicated through Sento and Ryuga. Alright.
Now I'm just thinking of the joke that Sento was using through his double reviews. All of the gay this is!
Anyways, the rest of this
or whatever
isn't
it was
worth going through.
Yeah, because that's his plus.
Build's gonna be real fucking Showa.
Ish.
Ish.
It looks like it's gonna
be. Oh, yeah, they're the Guardian troopers.
Oh, the Gallants.
Oh, yeah. The Guardians from fucking Destiny.
Oh, and the last thing I wanted to talk about is we watched some videos of the build driver, and we confirmed that.
You guys did.
Yeah, so we confirmed that you are able to mix the bottles, like put them in opposite slots, but it still produces the same sound if it's the same form. And if you put in two bottles that aren't a best match, there's no form name. It just, like, plays a song and then goes, yay!
Kind of like the
Toei, destroying your imagination.
Oh, that's really stupid.
Guards like the imperfect combos from, like, O's.
But the difference is, at least with the O's medals, it, like, said all the names of them after you finished scanning them. With this one, it says the name when you put them in, but then when you activate the form, it doesn't say the names again.
And they actually did prove that in the show. In O's, where they did different, like, combinations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where it was like, duh, show the combination.
Yeah, but it still said the names.
Yeah. It's like, it said the names of the medals, but it didn't give an actual form name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the full bottles,
like you're having mixed and matched ones if they can't do that. That's...
No, they can mix and match. There's just no, like, form call-out. It only says the name of the bottle when you put it in.
Yeah, but that's kind of sad.
Here's
it's like, you expect them to have, like, unlimited combinations with these bottles.
Here's an interesting thought. So, everyone makes the double paradigms with this. Do you think we're going to get the quote-unquote eternal driver or lost driver? But
that uses only one bottle?
Yeah, like a build eternal driver.
I would almost put money down on it.
I'm positive there'll be one that only uses one bottle.
I guarantee you.
I think
technically, if
he uses one, technically.
If you think about it, Claws probably does, and then Nitrogue and Bloodstark probably use one each.
Wait,
Nitrogue, think they just use, like, their
Deathclaw,
guns. Or their weapons.
Bloodstark.
Or Bloodstark. What are these, Decepticon names?
Yes.
Yes, because they're cool.
In which Nitro is actually
like
a Decepticon name.
Decepticon names, actually.
Okay. Hey, it's better than Lugnut.
Yeah, how to tell if a Transformer is an Autobot or Decepticon? Does their name sound cool? Yeah, they're a Decepticon.
So your name is Devastator.
Evil.
Decepticon.
Next. You're definitely an Autobot.
Look
why
at you,
be construct the bots when you can be construct the cons? Legit, that's a thing Megatron said.
Wow.
Sounds like
Megatron,
Megatron,
more like Metatron.
Oh, that actually makes sense, folks.
And that is the end of our news.
Oh, wow, you didn't even put in that big, shocking Power Rangers.
What, the Power Rangers sucks?
Oh, you mean?
Wow, this is news, Gar. The ratings are down 75%.
Well, you can blame Nick for that. They don't know how to do promotion because they don't give a shit.
I didn't want to talk about it.
That or, you know, Saban announced that in October at New York Comic Con they're going to announce their 25th anniversary plan.
We're getting Power Slash Rangers. It's actually going to be a thing.
No, just like Saban, like, steps up on stage. Yeah, we're done with Power Rangers. So, goodbye.
Well, I mean, the way the show's going, it's going to die eventually. The only thing keeping it afloat will be the movie.
We sold it to Netflix.
It's no, already on Netflix? Shit!
No, the only way...
We got a writer's room.
The only way they can save Power Rangers is if they're like, oh, shit, okay, what do they want? Well, a lot of the fandom's pissed off that you avoided the spy one, the train one, and now the animal one. All right, fine, we'll make seasons based off them.
No, I've got it.
At this point, even if they do that, it's gonna suck ass.
I want Tokyuger Power Rangers!
Guys,
we're not gonna
it's gonna
it
suck!
I don't care!
Guys,
I want
it because they stole the Baron suit.
Guys, we give it back to Disney.
Disney didn't want it at the end.
Disney was gonna kill it.
Saban's just gonna be sitting there at his desk being like, fuck, Power Rangers isn't doing well. What do I do? What do I do? Looks over at like a small poster of just Masked Rider on the wall. Of course!
No, just like,
bring back Masked Rider!
You want to know how to save the Power Rangers? You think if I knew that, I'd be lying here listening to this? My advice to you, Haim Saban, run!
No. Just Haim Saban stands up.
Discord chat.
That was fast. Where did that come from?
Just Haim Saban comes up. So we sold it to HBO.
Hold on. The Discord chat got way far away from me. Exit! Now on Disney Channel!
My name's Paradox, and you're watching the Disney Channel.
That's amazing.
You're watching the Disney Channel. It does a weird hand thing, and it makes the logo.
Okay, how can you talk about... I'm sorry for interrupting, but how could you talk about this without having Dan Carota Disney Channel?
Hi, I'm Dan Carota, and you're watching the Disney Channel.
I am your god! AVGN reviews Kamen Rider Chronicle.
That's
okay.
Great.
We've already talked about too much shit that Anthony has
this
to ban.
Getting killed by Salty?
This game is ass! Salty can go suck my salty balls!
That's it. I've had enough of this miserable piece of fuck. Sina Masaka!
I feel bad for you, Anthony, having to edit this.
Okay, that's enough. Thanks for listening. We'll hear you on the podcast proper.
I'm an angry video gamer.
This episode of Cast Ranger has been brought to you by the glorious donations of our cast patrons, Oliver Nilsson, Joel Maroney, and Chris Laird. Thanks very much.